Welcome back to Minnesota Vikings Organized Team Activities on your home for Vikings football. This is 9 to noon from the exclusive Wilf Family Perch. Ben Lieber, Paul Allen, now happy to be joined by a man who has worked in the National Football League for 17 years. 11 with the Minnesota Vikings, 4 with the St. Louis Rams, including a Super Bowl year, and a couple with the Detroit Lions. He is the Minnesota Vikings Chief Operating Officer, Kevin Warren. Hello, Mr. Warren.
Hello. Good to be here today.
You were named COO February 12th of this year. You're the highest-ranking member of the team under President Mark Wilf and owner Ziggy Wilf. Now, with the title COO and with what you do on the job, what exactly goes into it?
I mean, I think what goes into it is to try to create an environment where the various departments are working in a collaborative manner with each other, and that we do everything we possibly can from a business side standpoint to support the football operations. I mean, our ultimate goal here has been that way from the very first day the Wilfs bought the team, and I was fortunate to work with them during that process, is to win multiple world championships here. And so I think one of the great things that the Wilf family has done in working with Coach Zimmer and Rick Spielman is that they've created an environment that is not that we're all in this together. And our whole goal here is just not to come here and do well and sell tickets and provide a good football team or organization, but to really be the best in class from a business standpoint, but to ultimately to win a world championship here in Minnesota, because before we win multiple ones, we got to win our first one.
So what sort of, I guess to add on to that, if I'm in said marketing department and you're named COO and you come into our office and talk to us, you know, what sort of message, deeper message would you send to us to get us all on the same page?
And it's pretty straightforward, Ben. That's a great question. Is one of the things, and I think employees will tell you this, is I'm constantly asking, what can we do? As leadership and management and from an ownership standpoint with the Wilf family, what can we do to allow you to do your job at the highest possible level? Because so many times you being a great football player and now a great broadcaster, there's certain things that allow you to do that. And so what we want to do, we never want to have an employee come to say, boy, if I would have had this, I could have done that. Boy, if I would have known this, I could have done that. And boy, if I could have gone to this conference, I would have learned this. So my whole deal is very simple. One, I want you to, when you wake up in the morning, to be truly excited about coming to work here. And number two, to know that you have every possible resource for you to be able to do your job at the highest possible level, and that we create a company here that I simply say that we would make our parents proud of.
I'd like to address a problem that emerged February 13th of 2015. And you became COO February 12th. Do we have a couple of seconds?
I got as much time.
On your first day, Pete Bursich got an 80% pay raise and I didn't. Is there... Seriously, I mean...
You need to hire me as your lawyer.
I know the end, I know the end he loses were down last year for obvious reasons.
Right.
But, I mean, 80% to zero, Kevin? Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the way things work sometimes. You know how that is.
I think, seriously speaking, though, from the time you were hired February 12th, on, I think one of the really cool things you've done is you've gone out of your way to have sit-down meetings pretty much with everybody in the organization. And I know they're going on right now. Mm-hmm. Are those meetings to get everybody to see the vision the way you want it seen?
Yeah, I think they're twofold. Number one, and I've had an opportunity to talk with a lot of people. I'm a huge note taker. I've been taking notes my entire career. But one of the things that I've heard from CEOs, presidents, COOs, just really good business executives in a wide range of industries, is that you need to make decisions based upon what really the people are feeling and saying. And I figured the best way to do that, and I got the blessing from Mark Linney and Ziggy Wilf to be able to do this, was I wanted to sit down with everyone in the organization one-on-one. And I'm not talking about 5 minutes, so I don't have a time agenda. Some of the meetings I've had have been 30 minutes. Some have been 2 hours. And it's amazing what has come out of those meetings. Just people, when I ask the question, what do you need to be able to do your job? One employee told me, you know, I have an antiquated paper shredder. So I spend 2 hours a week messing with my paper shredder. Well, within a couple of days, they had a new paper shredder. Why is that important? Because we want to make the people feel here that, one, their voice is heard. So that was one of the reasons. And the other reason is we have so many bright people here at the Vikings that know this business in and out. People have been here 20, 25, 28, 30 years, and that's the best way from a scalability standpoint. We can hear what's really important and what we can do. So I've learned so much from that standpoint, and it's been a great experience.
Minnesota Vikings Vikings Chief Operating Officer Kevin Warren is on the 9 to Noon show.
Not to get, like, super psychological here, but when you're sitting down with these people and because they're subordinates and you're kind of overseeing them and they maybe look at you like, this is my boss sitting in front of me, how honest do you think they are with you? About, like, okay, not that I just need a new paper shredder, but, oh, I don't like the way the organization is structured in this way, or I don't like the fact that I have to answer to this person treats me this way.
Ben, that's a great question. You know what? I think they're very honest because I asked two questions. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that the other thing is they said when you sit down and talk with people, you can't go in there with a list of 50 questions that you're checking off. I have two simple questions, and those questions are this. If you woke up tomorrow and became the owner of the Minnesota Vikings, what would you do to make this place, in your mind, the best in class? And that's one. And number two, what do you need from us to be able to do your job at the highest level? When you ask people those questions, because then it's like, look, we provided you with an opportunity to tell us. And whether it's as simple as that, you know, we want cream in our coffee, or we need a new paper shredder, or we need to open up the day child care on game day 3 hours earlier so I can put my kids in there. And then when you're able to put those things, you know, into place and into action, people get a sense that, one, you know, ownership and management cares. They've sat down with me. I've voiced a concern, and they followed up on it. So I just think having the time, because I thought back in my career, no one's ever done that in my career, to really sit down and say, let me hear it from you. And so there's no way. We have 155 employees or whatever. There's no way that I can know everything about exactly what they do. But what I can do is develop a relationship, build that trust, and that where they get a sense from me on behalf of the Will family that we're here to win, but we're also here to win in the right way and do it with class.
The family, the Wilfs, Mark, Lenny, owner Ziggy. What's it like working with them?
I mean, I've been very fortunate to work with three different ownership groups, Georgia Frontier at the Rams, the Ford family in Detroit, and the Wilf family. And I say this from a serious standpoint. I've been so blessed also to help them to buy the team. So I've been with them even before they were owners. They are absolutely wonderful people. And the reason why I say that is that they had created an environment where there's a high degree of accountability, but you never feel here that there's someone's out to get you. They're really here. Basically, the questions that I ask our employees are really an extension of what the Wilfs feel. They will provide you with the resources that you need to win here, on the football side, on the business side, collectively, from a travel standpoint. And I can give you 500 examples. For instance, Ben, when you were playing early on, we would have to go to the airport. Our first year here, we were actually going to the airport, leaving from gate F6, you know, going through security.
Yeah.
And we raised the issue to say, you know what, that's not efficient as it should be. So what did they do? We worked out a deal where we do our screening here at the facility.
Yeah.
So everything, and it's not just about spending money, which they have done and shown here as the football team and with the stadium. They create an environment from a family standpoint to provide people with an opportunity to grow. They promote from within. So it's been absolutely a joy, a pleasure, a blessing to work with them. One of the reasons why I'm so passionate about winning a Super Bowl here is, one, for their family, and two, for people like Bud Grant and Bob Hagen, Scott Studwell, people who have been around here, who have poured their heart and soul here in the Vikings. This is our 55th season, our 50th season going to Mankato. The fans here in Minnesota are the best I've ever been around. We owe it to them. All the people like Ben who really paved the way. I mean, guys like Ben are the ones who dug the wells to give us the opportunity. So that's why I take this job seriously. That's why I'm passionate about it. And I'm just grateful and thankful that the Wilfs have given me an opportunity to support different ideas and vision that we have here to build. I don't want this to be the best team in the NFC or the NFL. I want it to be when people say, what is the best run business? In all the business that people point to say, the Minnesota Vikings. They do it the right way. They've won on the field. They win in the community. And they treat the employees in a manner that no one else does.
As Chief Operating Officer, how closely do you work with football operations?
I mean, I one thing about it, and you know, Rick and I are shoulder to shoulder. And so that's one good thing about it. That's one thing I love about Winter Park, the way it's structured. You know, we don't have these different wings. You know, you go in some of these other facilities and you have to have a swipe card to get over here. I mean, I see Rick and Coach Zimmer every day. And so it's one of those things. My goal is to do everything I possibly can from a business standpoint, sales and marketing, finance, legal, HR, that we do everything to support the football operations. Because ultimately, that's really what an organization, you know, is judged by. And I never want to have something that we do on the business side from a business standpoint to impact negatively. And so that's why I always are concerned about, you know, what sponsorships we get involved with. Things that we do, because I want to make sure that everything we do provides an opportunity for football to win. So, you know, I'm here when issues come up and we bounce things off of it. But I think one good thing is that people know from a football perspective that we're here and I'm here to help in any way we possibly can.
Kevin, if you had your way, would Adrian Peterson play here not only next year, but would he finish his career here?
Yeah, and I think I made that clear, like you said, the day after that I was promoted. I mean, anytime you get great football players, and I've been blessed to be around, you know, some great players, Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Orlando Pace. I mean, guys that I've been around. I mean, even I was a sports agent before I started the NFL, and it was ironic. I know I'm getting old. One of my first players I signed was Will Shields. He's going in the Hall of Fame this year. So I've been around some great football
players.
Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt. Yeah. I mean, I can go on. London Fletcher, Kevin Carter, DeMarco Farr. And so one of the things I saw, we had our 15th year anniversary with the Rams this year that I went back for. And we had 58 of the 60 players came back for it. Two guys didn't come back, and it was because they were coaching. Todd Light was at the Eagles. Ricky Prohl was at Carolina, didn't come back. So when I saw that environment, I saw what Coach Vermeil and the environment had created. It was just an environment that people were kind of meld together. And so to answer your question in regards, Adrian, when you're around great players who are talented on and off the field, one, you want them on your team to win, but two, also, it's people like Adrian that you want to be able to see them enjoy about winning a Super Bowl. Because Coach Vermeil said something to me, and I will never forget it. He said, what people don't realize is that when you win a world championship, is that everyone's ring is going to look the same. Hmm. So he said, Kevin, your ring is going to look like Kurt's. Now, this is coming off a 4-12 season. Then we turned around and went 16-3. Kurt's ring is going to look like Marshall's. My ring is going to look like yours. All of these different things. And you will always be together for the rest of time. So when you see players like Adrian who spent their years together, and you want to see a guy like that who's definitely a Hall of Famer, but to be able to kind of top his career off with a couple Super Bowl trophies here in the state of Minnesota.
Last one for Kevin Warren. Ben?
So my last one on Adrian is, did you know that when it came out publicly that you were going to be named as – somebody that was, I guess, against his stance and against his situation? Because, you know, as a person reading, as a fan reading the news, all of a sudden I see your name pop up. I thought it was surprising. Were you surprised by that?
I mean, you know, if you spend 17 years in this business, I don't think I'm surprised about anything anymore. And I've learned also I don't take things personal, because a lot of times the things you read or even the things you hear, you know, they may be partially true, not true, or whatever the case may be. And that's why I really, when I wake up every morning, say my prayers, work out, take my kids to school and come in here, I just do everything I possibly can to do what I was hired to do here, to help this franchise, and hopefully do everything I can that people look up and say, boy, from a business standpoint, they really run this operation in a good way, and we're proud to have this football team in our state. That's really important to me from a legacy standpoint, because there are going to be people that come after me, I mean, you know, that after down the road, whether I'm retired or move on, and I just want to set a foundation when people come in here to say who, I don't even know this guy, Kevin Warren, but he set a standard for how we should do things. And a lot of the platforms, we got a women's initiative coming that we're going to bring up this summer to really kind of honor our women, have a women's fan club. We're doing a lot of leaderships and initiatives. We're doing stuff in domestic violence. I mean, we have a lot of, you know, best in class. We've been talking with the Disney Institute to talk with them from a fan standpoint. So there are a lot of unique, cool things that we're doing here from a business standpoint, and working with guys like Lester Bagley and Steve Poppin and Steve LaCroix and John Wilf and like I said, Rick and Coach Zimmer, Rob Brzezinski. It's a joy to be around, and as I said, I will not rest until we put a Lombardi, at least one Lombardi, and hopefully two or three in the lobby, and we keep doing everything we're supposed to do and moving to a beautiful stadium.
Thanks for the time.
PA, thank you very
much,
Ben. Thank you for all that you did for us, and I say that sincerely.
Appreciate you, Kevin.
Okay, thank you all.
Kevin Warren, Minnesota Vikings Chief Operating Officer from Winter Park during Minnesota Vikings organized team activities. Ben Lieber for a final segment, then Jamie Hirsch from Fox Sports North is on.